Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video, and we're going back to rants, because you guys like those rants that I do, right? And I'm starting to feel like my old self again, so rants are coming back, and maybe that rants as well, we don't know yet. But I will say that, hey, I have got something to fucking talk about, and of course I do, because it's a rant, right? Anyway, hey, let's go ahead and just get to brass tacks here. We're talking red pill again. Alright, so I'm in a server. And this is something I've talked about several times, guys, already. But what do I find out? There is a white man just recently started dating a 23-year-old Asian woman. I bet he's a tall white man. I bet he is. And what have I said, guys? What have I said? I've said that these white men need to be careful of these Asian women. Now, here's what he said when I approached him with the advice that I think a lot of men would consider, you know, pretty good advice. I mean, I'm not the best advice giver. That some people may say different, but at any rate, I basically told him. I said, look. You know, in this modern age of cell phones and communication, I think it's a good idea for random intervals, maybe a month or so, just to switch phones up for a while. You know, if you trust her with your phone and she trusts you with her phone, you're probably doing a good relationship. You know, you go around, look at, you know, oh, who's this? Who's that? You know, somebody says, oh, that's privacy, but no. The thing is, there's a lot of things that people like to do and hide and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, men have to be vigilant. However, there's also something else I talked about. And it's the fact that, hey, okay, she's young. She's, you know, 23. But she hasn't really had her career planned out for her yet, more or less. Maybe just leaving college. I don't know exactly where she's at in her life, but I will tell you that if she goes into a business, she'll have a business phone. The business phone is an alternate phone, and a lot of times has been noted by Drexel several times that women will use the business phone for the hookup contacts. A lot of times their business phones are connected to sites like Adult Friend Finder, Ashley Madison, Seeking, and other areas. Remember, Seeking used to be Seeking Arrangements, but now it's just called Seeking. But, you know, other things like that, Tinder, I mean, there's just a lot of different things that they do. I'll actually give some credence to this because I remember when my tall white ass was talking with a woman on, by the way, I didn't use my real number or anything. I used a burner app, and basically we were talking, you know, Asian woman, and she showed me a picture of her and all that, and I exchanged nudes and stuff, and of course, she said some sexual things and was quite eager to get with me. And then I asked the question. I was like, well, are you married? Are you seeing anybody? I mean, and she says, what does that matter? Literally says, well, what does that matter? And it's like, huh? It's like, well, what does that matter if I'm married? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean... Remember, she said to me, she said, I do not drive, she said, I not drive to man's house. She wouldn't come to me, and she would, and I said, you know, what do you like to do? She says, I clean. It's like, that's what I like to do. I just like to clean. Like, that's it? Yeah, I like to clean. Like, okay, you know, but she would not, you know, it's one of those things. She wanted to party, but she wanted to do it while her husband was away. Which happens in a lot of these hentai games, but come on, there's real repercussions for this shit. of fucking the guy's wife while he's working. Well, my husband has such a small dick. You got such big dick. Oh, yeah, I know. A lot of guys want to hear that, right? That's what it is, though, right? That's the whole thing. That's what you want. Because when I was talking with Shaft, and Shaft is a gay man that is in Drexel's server. If you don't aren't in the MGTOWN server, you can subscribe, you know, on their Patreon and get access to that server. And basically, I was talking with him, and what he had to say was that he was drinking with an Asian woman. I was about halfway down the bottle of wine, and automatically she says to him, "Do you know any tall white men?" Just like that. And he said, "Well, if you're a tall white man, I'll give you her number." And you know what Grim said? Grim said, "No, because I know where this leads. We have talked about the Dragon Lady before. We've talked about the Dragon Lady. Oh, that doesn't happen until marriage, though." And to be fair, it was noted that it would be a long time before marriage, at least from what I've heard, anyway. I have heard that, you know, they kind of like to push things a little, you know, when they find that man they want. They like to try to get a ring on it as soon as possible. That does happen. Once they do that, well, you might get the dragon. Ooh, right? Yeah. But there's a little bit more than that, guys, because remember, you know, TFM has said, you know, validational sex is a big part of this. It's basically the fact that the guy wants to hear her saying things like, "Oh, you such big dick. Oh, you tall white man, big dick." You know, they love to hear that. Love to hear that. Love to hear, "Oh, you one suck. You want one suck." You know, stuff like that. I know, because I've been there. I mean, I dated I was an online thing, you know. She was real. But unfortunately, she had a lot of issues, but she was home. And, you know, basically, she got really, really upset when she realized, you know, I just really wasn't into her. And it was because she had all these head meds, and she'd gained, like, I don't know how much weight. I mean, my God, she was just getting, it's just, wow, it was like, what in the world is going on with you? And I don't know, she was obsessed with these celebrities, wanting to talk to all these celebrities, trying to get attention from them, getting, "Oh, so-and-so messaged me back." I'm like, okay. I mean, we'd been friends online friends for ages, but she just, dude, not only did, you know, when she left me, like when we no longer wanted to be apart, she literally, like, well, I mean, basically when I said, "This isn't going to work, I'm not into this, blah, 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 blah," and I told her straight up, and she finally got the answer that she was not looking for. She left social media entirely. All of it. Facebook, Instagram, all of it. Every bit. Even a scammer took over her account. She left everything, and it was the day after. I was like, wow. So, yeah, that girl was really after me. I didn't know anything about it, but, I mean, she did constantly like my damn statuses on social media all the time, constantly just going after me on that. But, I mean, and we'd even talked physically, you know, I'm not talking about, like, in the whole text thing, but no, she called, we've talked on the phone, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, she's legit and all that. But at the same time, like, I knew what I was getting into. She would call me, what would she call me? Grim Coon? something like that. And she'd call my doll Zek-sama. You know what Sama means. But basically that's what she would call that. But I found out later, after all that, he's like, oh, I was just trying to make you feel better because you were... I thought you were just trying to make yourself feel better because you're lonely or some shit. It's like, what? It's like, that's not shit that I ever thought I'd be hearing from you. And then she just left all of social media completely. Like, all of it. That was her just really being pissed. Didn't want to deal with social media. She was done. It was over. I don't even know what happened after that. But... you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, so I've been there. I couldn't imagine what it would have been like in person. She'd probably be clingy as fuck. I mean, that was one of the problems I had. She was super clingy. Like, super clingy. I could not handle that. Ah, give me space, damn it, woman. I can't do this shit, you know? And, but some guys, they just want to hear the validation. Oh, he's a big dick. Oh, I suck big dick. Oh, I want you tall. Oh, you so tall. Oh, you so strong. You know, they want to hear that. They got, that's a validational point. That's like, that's all it is. Basically, it shows, oh, I'm a real man. Look at me. She loves me. Oh, look at me. You know, and there's some guys that are like, oh, yeah, you just don't know how to talk to women. See, I live with three women, and I mean, okay, you live with three women and not roommates, and you're fucking them, which means you either got some damn money, or they as big as prized hogs. I'm telling you, that's all it is. They've been about that big around. They're like boulders. You gotta move one of them around so you get to sleep. They all sleep the same bed. I don't know how you did it. Guy said he was built like me. So maybe you can fit all three of them in there. If they're that big around. Move her over a little bit. Then move her. And then if one falls over, it's like being crushed in Indiana Jones, you know. You know when the big boulder starts chasing after. Imagine just that big old woman just rolls over. Oh! Ah! Like, no, on that X-Men game, that Spider-Man X-Men Arcade Revenge. Like, no, you know, every time that's what happens. You're like, you're just dead at that point. That's your dying wail as the massive just pounds of flesh just roll into you. There you go. That's what it was like. But no, guys, this is just insane. I just can't believe I've got to keep talking about white men being goaded in by these Asian women. And yes, I get it. I do have a thing with like yellow fever, and I'm tall and white, and I have a big dick, okay? I mean... I've had it verified by a woman in Taiwan that, yes, I'm what women of her type are looking for. But I'll tell you another thing about that woman from Taiwan. There were so many white men in her damn DMs, you wouldn't have believed it. So, yeah, shit gets around. And that's why I was trying to tell him, look, you don't know who she's talking to. You think you're the only white man in her DMs that is sending her things and telling her things? And don't forget, it's not about what he's got in his crotch. It's about what he's got in his damn pocket. The wallet. They love that money. Like them girls in Taiwan. Will you buy me this phone? You buy me tattoo? You buy me this? Look, it happens. It's a real deal. And don't forget, they get pretty damn angry sometimes, and they'll throw your shit away. He says straight up, oh, well, you know, she likes hiking, she likes animals, she's okay in the anime. okay, you start showing her that eroge you like so much, we're gonna see how much she likes that anime. You're gonna wind up, you're gonna look, wait, where are my copies of Kana no Little Sister? I had a copy of Kana no Little Sister, do you like horny bunnies? Oh, I throw them in trash. It's garbage. It's garbage. Rot your mind. Rot your mind. Horrible. Pervert stuff. No husband of mine be into pervert stuff. Only woman you should love is me. I'm telling you. You think I'm bullshitting. It might be nice and sweet in the beginning. And it is nice and sweet in the beginning. But just as this clown world music we got playing, things get pretty damn funhouse-like. Pretty fast. Yep. Your house could turn into a damn funhouse. I'm telling you right now. Turn into a 3-ring fucking Barnum and Bailey circus. And by the way, you're going to be working so much because you got a potential to make money. Well, she's going to want you to take whatever kind of promotions you get that have you working more and more hours. And while you're working all those hours, you know, providing for your children, she's going to be on there saying, my husband have no time for me no more. He think I no good. I need big black man with big black dick go satisfy me. And you know what? Man like Drex is going to be like, alright. He's going to say, yeah, buddy. Like Drexel says, it's gonna be like it. It's like, when and where? You set up the hotel? Or I set up the hotel? Oh, it's going to happen. You're going to come home. You're going to be tired as hell. How was your day? And they say, oh, it's good. And it's like, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. This didn't get done. That didn't get done. This did not get done. What you do all day? And you're like, working. It's like, you not work hard enough. We not make enough money. It's like, and then she'll talk about her friends. She'll talk about how, another woman she knows married a doctor. Why don't you bring home doctor money? Why didn't you go to medical school? Why didn't you do this? Ah, yeah. Like, I should have married doctor. I should have married doctor. It happens all the time, guys. And the guy's like, oh, well, I don't like the MGTOW thing because it disrespects the women. God respect women. And then you know what happens to these respect women guys? Let me tell you what happens to these respect women guys. I'm not saying that, you know, oh, we should treat women like... No. But what I'm saying is these guys that basically prostrate themselves over women. Oh, women are so special and need to be sacred and praised like goddesses, blah, 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 blah. Oh, tribute me, mommy. No. Or not even that. It's like, that was more like I kind of did that wrong. It's more of like, pay me a... It's like, I'll tribute you, mommy. Something like that. But anyway, what I'm getting at is these guys that go so crazy over these kind of girls. And love and trust and respect. And I love her and she loves me. And she won't hurt me. I hope. I hope she won't. I hope she'll be good. I feel like I'm talking to the wall, you know. As a matter of fact, I think the wall would offer better conversation sometimes. Because it feels like I'm not getting my point across. And maybe the wall will look at me and say, you know what? You're right. These white men ought to stop messing around with these Asian women. They're obviously fooling them. They have been doing it for years. Since the days that white men came off the boats. And I'm not talking about that far back. I'm talking about during our war eras. When white men would come off ships and would go to these Asian countries and would go bang these women and would get marriages with these women and would get divorced by these women. It happens all the time, guys.